Lord, giving me the opportunity to share the Word of God tonight. If you would, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And Paul says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. And he gives him this advice and this charge. And by the way, this is the last charge that Paul gave to Timothy. He says, preach the word. Our Father, we come before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come in the house of God. Father, one more time, Lord. God, we're excited to be here each and every time that the doors open. And Father, we're here for no other reason, Father, to lift up the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, just use me, Lord, as your vessel tonight. And God, I'll thank you and I'll praise you for what you do. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen. In verse 14 of chapter 3, he says, But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing, of whom thou hast learned them. And he says in verse 15, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. So we know here that he knows the Scripture. In other words, he knows the Word of God. And in 1 Timothy, he says, Paul says he's the son of his faith. So they had a strong bond together. And I begin to think about this. And he says to preach the Word. And I go back 30 years, last Sunday night, and I just didn't even think in my mind, last Sunday night, I'll get it right here in a minute, was my 31st year of me preaching the Word of God. And June the 6th, before that, I gave my life to the Lord. Didn't take much time. I mean, I gave my life to do His will, preach the Word. But that wasn't an easy road. I had a rough road going that way because I thought within myself, there is no way, Lord, there's no way that you're calling me to preach the Word of God. And that's how I felt because I was looking at my ability. I wasn't looking at God's ability to use me as He has used me for 31 years. I looked at it as something that I couldn't do, and I was right. I couldn't do it. It had to be the Lord to do it. And the Lord opened up doors for me to preach the Word of God. And some of the places is just, I just wrote them down here. Some of the first places that He opened up was cottage prayer meetings. And we don't hear about that much anymore. I mean, we would preach a lot of cottage prayer meetings. We'd go into people's houses that weren't able to come to the house of God. And we've got away from that. I believe that's one thing that we need to get back into. We find people that desire people to come into the house of God. Come into their house, have a regular service, have singing and preaching of the Word of God. And they need it. People need to hear the Word of God. More than they need anything, they need to hear the Word of God. So we go 1 week and maybe a month, maybe, but we would go in people's houses. They wanted us to come into the house, into their house and preach the Word of God. It's something how sometimes we can't even get people to come to the house of God, but people desire for the house of God to come to them, and the church of God won't even go to them. That's what we need. We need to get our house in order to where we see the needs of the people. We need an outreach. I know we have an internet ministry, and we have a big outreach, but we need to get back to the basics of what it used to be. 30 years ago, that's where it used to be. We go to people's house and preach the Word of God. I used to go to nursing homes. Used to go to nursing homes all the time and preach the Word of God. And I know we still have people that go to nursing homes. But that is one of the biggest blessings that I ever had in my life, to going and preaching the Word of God. Those people would roll those people in there, most of them in wheelchairs, and they would get excited to be there. We had somebody from other churches would lead them in singing and play the piano, and I would preach the Word of God. And I go back to where when I would preach the Word of God, I remember this one black lady in particular. She would sit there while I was preaching, and she'd go, that's what it says. See, she knew what the Word of God said. And she that would witness with her, and she said, she said, that's what it says. That's right. That's right. That's what it says. They had a desire to hear the Word of God. And that's what, when I listen, when I come to the house of God, that's my desire, is to hear the Word of God. Singing's great, but they ain't nothing like the preaching of the Word of God. There's just something about the Word of God that just stirs my heart and my soul. And there's another lady, I remember one particular night, and she was sitting, I believe it was on this side, and she just started weeping and crying. And this couple here, they won her to the Lord, but she was just weeping and crying because of, what if we don't have people going into those places? What if we didn't, what if we're slack? What if we're slack? What if we don't go where God tells us to go? If anybody ever heard of a man called Adoniram Judson, he's a missionary to Burma. You remember Dan Farrell that was just here a couple weeks ago? He was going to Burma. Well, this man was one of the first ones, or may even been the first one, to go to Burma. And you can look him up on the internet, and it gives you all the information about him. But it took him 5 years to win his first convert. I think it took him like 11 years to have like 10 or 11. I don't know exact numbers. But he was faithful to go over there and to preach to those people. And you know, they said his goal was to translate the Bible into the Burman language. And that's what he did. That's what his goal was, and to have 100 converts. I think he ended up having 63 churches and 7,000 converts. Because he done what God told him to do. He went where God told him to go. But we need to preach another word of God. That's what we need. Another place we'd go. I've done this. I went and preached on the street corners. You know what you see on the street corners nowadays? People holding up signs saying, need food. We'll work for food. When are we going to see some people down there saying, we'll work for Jesus? Or I just have some scripture down there. Have John 3:16 there on the corner so they can read the word of God. I've preached on the street. I've been, people laugh at you, you know, wag their heads and stuff. What kind of persecution is that? You know what, Donna and Justin, he died out in the sea, and they buried him at sea. They buried him at sea. You ever heard of David Livingston? You remember what happened to him? When he died, after all of his work, they cut his heart out and planted it under a tree. In Africa, because that's where his heart was. Where is our heart, as children of God? Did you know it took them like a little over a year? They took his body somewhere else and buried it, and it took them over a year to get to where his body was buried. But his heart was in Africa. His heart was in Africa. Where are our hearts? I preached on the radio. I'm not just saying this to, I'm just saying this is ministries. This is things that we can do for God. Brother Rick Owen, he can tell you about this. He got a ministry up one time called Revival on Wheels. And we'd get our phone, I'd get in my room, and other places would get in there, I'd get in my study if I was preaching. And I had some of the sweetest lyrics. We'd preach over the telephone. We would preach over the telephone and share the word of God. And I had some of the sweetest liberty preaching just in my study, just me and the Lord. But it'd go out over the telephone. What I'm trying to say is there's so many ways that we can reach the Lord just being faithful to do what he's called us to do. Like witness or hand out a tract or whatever simple thing we might think it might be. Somebody might take your tract and put it in their pocket. They may go home and they may sit down and go to take their shirt off and see this tract. Well, there it is. Well, let me see what this tract says. It might be something that simple, but your and my obedience to do that is what will get the job done. And Paul gave Timothy this simple charge, preach the word. Preach the word. That's what we need to do. You know, I've even preached at campgrounds. I preached at a campground up here in Sevierville. We'd get ready, and we'd be there waiting on people to show up. They might not be, but two people show up. But you know what? God don't tell you to count them. He just tells you to preach to them. Plain and simple as that. I didn't say, well, they ain't nobody here. I think I'll just go back home. Them two people needed to something. Or they needed to hear. They wanted to hear the word of God, or they wouldn't be there. I wish people would be that way. They want to come here. They want to be here on a Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. I want to be here.
Amen.
We get sometimes, it's habit. Well, I've got to go. Should be. Boy, I can't wait till Wednesday. I can't wait till Sunday morning. I can't wait till Sunday night. Because there ain't nothing like coming to the house of God. There ain't nothing like it at all. I've also preached at the jail. You see how many ministries they are out there? I've preached at several churches. We can get the word of God out. Preach the word. That's what he tells us to do. Just preach the word. In Acts chapter 8, verse 4 and 5, you remember after the stoning of Stephen? You remember what happened? The Bible says that they were scattered abroad. What happened after that? Did they just quit? Well, this story says, and after they were scattered abroad, they went preaching the word. They went preaching the word. They seen what happened to Stephen. They seen Stephen stand for what was right. And they stoned him to death for doing what's right. And what kind of persecution do we face today? See, if you look at Adoniram Judson's life, he spent 21 months in a prison. He was beaten. They put him in a lion's cage so small you couldn't even stand up in it. And here we have the greatest opportunity to hear the preaching of the Word of God. And see, when we hear the preaching of the Word of God, that's God speaking to us. God speaking to us. And when Saul got saved, it says after Saul's conversion, they said that he spoke with boldness in the name of the Lord Jesus. What a change. I like this right here. I wrote this down. It says, his boldness was in persecution. Now it's in preaching. He was preaching in boldness now. That's what I said in Acts chapter 9. He spoke boldly. And that's what we need. We need some men that will stand boldly on the word of God and preach it just like the Word of God says. And we don't have to worry about anything because the Holy Spirit directs it to everyone that He wants to. And it might be 50 or it might be 200 different needs that's in the church. And God can supply every one of them with the Word of God in one message. And give us the desire to do what God's called us to do. But that's what we need to do, church. We need to be faithful to the house of God. And we need to do what God's called us to do. Now, Adoniram Judson, he wrote this. I want you to listen real close. He says, there is no success without sacrifice. If you succeed without sacrifice, it's because someone has suffered before you. If you sacrifice without success, it is because someone will succeed after you. Something, ain't it? And here's what he said about Burma. He says, I will not leave Burma until the cross is planted here forever. I will not leave there. He was born in 1780. He died, I think, in 1788. Anyway, that's not important. And here's what he says. He says, the motto for every missionary, whether preacher, printer or schoolmaster, ought to be devoted for life. Devoted for life. Devoted could mean a lot of things. Devoted to what? Devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ and doing what He wants us to do. Being devoted for life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, He will guide us into all truth. He will not send us anywhere that He don't want us to go. And that's why we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. You remember, everybody knows Billy Sunday. He was one of the best. He was one of the best. Used to be a baseball player. He would pack so many people in. He went to Carnegie Hall one time to preach the Word of God. And you know who couldn't even get in? Mr. Carnegie himself, the one they named it after, the one who owned it. Carnegie couldn't even get, there were so many people packed in there. Do you think it was just because it was Billy Sunday? No, it was Billy Sunday's message. Yep. It was his message. That's why you see his book, he'll say, The Man and His Message. It's more about the message than it is the man. You know what made the man? He was obedient to what God called him to do. He preached the Word of God. You get on oldpathsermons.com and you look up some of the old preachers like Howard Seitler and all these others. Brother Ed Ballou's on there. But there's so many. Percy Ray and all these other preachers. They're on there to where you can hear them anytime you want to. I sat the other day and just listened to a bunch of them, and it just thrilled my soul to hear these old-time preachers preaching the Word of God. But see, that's where it's come to. You know, you look at Timothy. He had that charge from Paul. And you think about Andre and Judson. I know I keep bringing him up, but nobody stopped him. You know, he died on the mission field. But what these men did and the persecution that Stephen went through, here we are in 2021 because there was a path for each one of us to travel that had already been trodden. These men got us to where we are today. We're in 2021, but we don't know what happened in the last 2,000 years. We don't know all the men that stood faithful to where we've got to where we're at right today. But I know we got here today because faithful men of God did what God called them to do. And that's because of them men that we're here today, that I'm privileged to stand here today and preach the Word of God. It's because some other people, some other men of God, give me that opportunity because they stood faithful to what they were called to do. And that's what we need to do. What does Jeremiah 6:16 say? Seek ye out the old paths and walk therein. And what did they say? We will not. They told God no. We will not. So we have an opportunity when God tells us to do something. God gives us, and it, listen, it's a great opportunity. When God was dealing with me to preach, I looked at myself that I couldn't do it. I can't do it, Lord. You can ask my wife. I made her so miserable. I go home after hearing a message that God was dealing with me to preach the Word of God. And then one day, our old house had a tin roof on it, and the rain started coming down, and all I could hear was preach. And that rain hitting the roof, all I could hear was preach. And I come a hair this close to screaming, no. Anyway, it went on like that for a while. And I thought, we went to church one Sunday, and Brother Roger Lee, he opened the Word of God up, and he read this scripture. Mary said unto his servants, whatsoever he saith unto thee, do it. Amen. That broke me right there. I hit the altar, and I got up and announced my call to preach that night. June 6th, 1990. I preached about a 10 or 11 minute message. Whatsoever he saith unto thee, do it. God got something for you to do. You can't get away from him. You can't run. You can't hide. And others will be the beneficiary of your obedience to do what God's called you to do. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, it never returns into you void, Lord. Lord, I love you tonight. I thank you, Lord, for using me, Lord, this short time tonight. Lord, I thank you and praise you, Father, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen.